The Secret Life of Ms. Whiz by Terence Blacker. Read by Susie Aitchison. Dear reader, it is now several years since I first received a visit from someone who called herself Ms. Whiz. She was a rather unusual person, and she could sometimes be quite annoying, but down the years she has become a very good friend of mine. Now something rather odd has happened. Ms. Whiz has asked me whether, for the first and last time, she could tell her own story. She said it was all very well for me to sit here, telling the world of all the things she had done, and she wasn't complaining, although, according to her, my knowledge of magic is a bit dodgy, I should never have mentioned her age, and I've written far too much about Herbert the Rat. But there are some stories, Ms. Whiz told me, that are so strange and so private that only a true paranormal operative can tell them. I am not a true paranormal operative. The fact is, I've never turned anyone into a warthog. My experience of time travel is extremely limited, and I make a mess of the simplest magic trick. So it is time for me to step aside and let Ms. Whiz tell you all about her secret life and the weirdest thing that has ever happened to her during her weird, weird lifetime. Terence Blacker.
Weird? My life? What on earth is he talking about?
No, the fact is that my writer has never quite understood me. I look much younger than he says I do. I'm quite a lot prettier too. The pictures make my hair look spiky, when in fact it has a gentle, natural curl to it, like a wave of dark loveliness. And I'm always in control of my magic, except when I'm not, which is very rare. You...